Okay,
Okay, so this reconvenes our special meeting. It's 10:22.
all right. Well, as before we go on, I do want to compliment everyone on living the values that you just said you had in collaborative teamwork of the First Order. I'm really impressed. This is great. So with that, what I did in the next section is based on what I thought I heard you say, proposed a mission statement and a vision statement. So the mission statement is more about current focus. The vision statement is more big picture aspirational. And often you read a mission, you read a vision, and you go, okay, I can't tell which is which, and that is the way it is. But lots of organizations want to have both, and I encourage that if it makes sense for you. So again, these are my words from what I heard you say or saw that you said. Take a look at, and I have no investment in these words. I wanted to give you something to edit rather than starting with a blank piece of paper. So talk about, and again, talk about the words in the mission statement. Do these reflect your mission? I'm going to ask the commissioners to start, and let's go one at a time with whoever wants to start.
Well, I could start to say that the mission, I think it might be better if you're going to shorten it to say quality healthcare services as opposed to accessible, affordable. Well, I guess it says quality healthcare services at the end. I just think our mission is quality healthcare services. And then their attributes could be, I guess I'm wordsmithing, but
so quality healthcare services fits, and do you feel that implies that they're accessible, affordable, and consumer empowered, or that's not so important to have here, or they're the wrong words?
No, I'm not. I just did it the other way, and I changed it in my statement. I just took quality healthcare services that are accessible, affordable, and consumer empowered. I guess it doesn't matter. It's what people see first. So okay. If they stop reading after quality healthcare services.
Okay. You're suggesting switching it around.
Yeah.
Okay. Can you flip that, Nathan? Put quality healthcare services that are. Okay. Are the right words in here?
I think a lot of them are. One of the questions I had was, is this the actual mission? There's no verb, no subject, that sort of thing? Or would we add that in? I'm just to understand where we are in the process of creating it.
There are a couple of ways to do that. You can either add it, there usually is a verb, but not always. Sometimes it would say our mission is to provide, or our mission, or just our mission : quality healthcare services that are. So it's really optional in terms of how people do these things. What you want the mission to do is quickly and succinctly communicate what you're about.
Right. Yeah, I got it. I just wasn't sure on the structure that we are going for here. So thanks, Daphne. I would revise it a little bit. I love having a verb in there to have some sort of action.
Okay.
And I think I would basically restate our first sentence, but instead of making it aspirational, because that's what we actually do, I would have a mission that is, or I would make the mission aspirational itself, I think. So this is too long, but I would do something like, the district ensures the delivery of high quality healthcare services and then with that are accessible, affordable, and consumer empowered.
Did I catch that right, Kyle?
Yeah, that's exactly what I said. Now we need to work toward it. But I think that's a good mission for us.
Go ahead.
Comprehensive. I think that's, I like that. There's an action there. It's more comprehensive.
Okay. Another way to do that is just in terms of format is to say the district mission : to ensure the delivery of high quality healthcare services, or our mission. Often on websites, you will see our mission.
Oh.
And then to ensure.
Yeah, I envision this being under a heading of mission. You know, like mission, values, goals, as headings on, whether it's on a website or stationery or whatever ends up being. And so, that's a great point, Daphne. But that's why I framed it the way I did.
Uh-huh. So to ensure that, or something like that, to ensure the delivery of high quality healthcare services that are accessible, affordable, and consumer empowered. Okay.
Can I just chime in here? And this is probably a little sidebar, but the affordable thing, which I know we all want, but man, we are stuck with Peace Health and we know they're not affordable. So is this an okay time for just to hear people's comments about that or feelings? Because I struggle.
We're making Planned Parenthood more affordable for people by funding that. We have lots of other initiatives we can do that fund people accessing services that aren't Peace Health. We also, there is a fund for people who can't afford the services of Peace Health that they can apply for. And I've known people that have gotten that help. And EMS also has ways that we can make things more affordable. So I think we can still make it affordable, even if we can't impact Peace Health.
Thank you.
Does that address your comment, Trish?
It does. Okay. Yes, thank you, Gail.
But affordable isn't always an option. And you're right, Trish. I mean, the hospital has a rural exemption for billing, and they can bill whatever they want based on that. And that's something that we continue to work with administration there and how we inform the public, you know, regarding those services, and, you know, that they should know that if they're offered a CAT scan there, that they could pay a third of the price to have it done, you know, in Anacortes. So it is tricky, and we aspire for affordable healthcare, but we can't necessarily ensure it in this context, because if you are at a certain income bracket, you're not going to be eligible for, you know, the charity that the hospital offers to people that cannot receive, you know, or can't afford the care.
I mean, I just think of the time, you know, when we had an $8,000 deductible for our family, and I would, you know, I did my own steri stripping and kind of home suturing, you know, because.
Oh, that's a terrible image.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't actually suture, but, you know, steri strips and makeshift. I've done that a number of times through the years when there were years where our insurance premiums were so high, and we went for, you know, to lower those, we went with a higher deductible, which was $8,000. And, you know, when you got to pay the first $8,000 out of pocket, it's just, oh, Lordy.
So are you suggesting that word should be a different word?
I guess when what concerns me is then people saying, well, yeah, this is your mission, affordable. Well, what the heck? But, you know, Gail just share some alternatives. And but it sort of, I think it's the middle class folks who really kind of get the ones that don't qualify for any sort of low income services, but don't have an extra, you know, big cushion of money for that high deductible that they're paying. So that's,
you know, I think this is a statement of mission, not a statement of where we are.
Yeah.
This is where we want to be. We're not there.
Yeah. That's the hard work. It's the hard work we have to do. Yeah. It's the hard work we have to do.
Yes.
Okay.
Honestly, that's
the real question. Are we willing to do the work to make this our mission? I think is kind of where we are. Because I agree. We're not there, Trish. I completely agree with you on that.
Could we use the words of what we had in our first statement, that we seek to ensure the delivery of high quality?
How about making, well, I don't know. I don't want to equivocate too much here. It's our mission. I think, is anybody going to, yeah, anyway. It's our mission. It's what we want to have happen. I do want this to happen. I don't want to do this if healthcare is not affordable. I'm going to quit the public hospital district if I can't make an impact on that, because it's not worth it to me to support a system that doesn't do that. But every day I support a system that public health that makes things more affordable for everybody, including the middle class. And there's all kinds of programs in our community that do awesome work to make people be able to access healthcare. So I think we can do it. I think we are doing it with Planned Parenthood. They'll take anybody, even if they can't pay. Mm-hmm. So I think we are doing it.
Yeah, your mission is not a statement of what you have accomplished.
Right.
Your mission in that sense is something that should guide your actions. Again, when you are developing the budget, is what you're doing furthering this mission? When you are considering collaborations and partnerships, will that collaboration further this mission? When you are thinking about whether EMS should be integrated with the fire district, would doing so or not doing so best further this mission? That's how you would best think about using a mission statement. So looking at the wording, to ensure the delivery of high quality healthcare services that are accessible, affordable, and consumer empowered. Does that state where you think things should go? What do you think, Everett? Haven't heard from you.
Yes. No, I think it's great. I think it's right on. It's where we set our sights.
Okay.
I agree.
Let's see. Did we lose? Gail, have we heard from you?
I think you have. Yes. Yes, I agree with the statement.
And Annalisa, did we lose?
I agree. No, I think
Trish and, I Trish and Kyle haven't spoken yet about this.
Gail, you really helped me. So I'm fine with this. Okay. And understanding. I mean, actually, everyone's input helped me understand this and make this a little more clear. Yeah.
Kyle, what do you think at this point?
I proposed it. So I approach. I think it's a good conversation, and I don't think we're there, but I think this is where I'd like to see us go. This is the mission that I see for us, for our community.
Okay. Pam?
I said my piece, and I'm fine with it the way it is, too.
Okay. Carl?
Yeah, sorry, had to unmute there. Yeah, I think that's important for us. I mean, we're talking about things that are nationally systemic with healthcare, and you know, things that we'd like to see different. And I think as long as we can focus on what we can do locally to try to address those,
right,
that's the important thing. But this is a good statement.
Okay, Nathan.
Yeah, I'm fine. It's a good statement. Which one are we using, though? I mean, I didn't. They're all pretty close to the same.
Well, I think the first one doesn't have a verb, so I think that one kind of goes away.
Are we using the one with our mission colon, or the one where it just says the district ensures?
I think let's just hang on to both of them, because that will depend on how you, and you know, what for example your website structure looks like, or your PR materials look like.
Okay.
So I would leave them both here at the moment. I don't, and that can be resolved at a later date. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So it sounds like you have a mission statement. And again, let me remind you, this is a draft, and one piece, and I do want to make sure we have a few minutes at the end to talk about this. One piece that we have not talked about is how you will get, if and how you will get any public input here. So hang on to that thought. So this is still to some extent at least a draft. So proposed vision, again using your thoughts. Continuing growth doesn't have a verb. Continuing growth and diversification to address community healthcare needs from beginning to end of life. And you've heard this earlier. I remember this. Start with whoever wants to comment on it. Okay.
I like it.
Trish.
I think that it dovetails into the language we've used, and it's pretty succinct. So it allows for us to expand in ways that we're not going to be locked into, because diversification, you know, it leaves it very open to possibilities.
And by the way, if you wanted to put a verb in here, it would be very easy to say our vision to continue to grow and diversify. That's all you'd have to do. Gail, thoughts?
Yeah, good. I'm glad you changed that. I didn't like continuing. That just wasn't a good way to start a thought. I didn't think so. I was thinking of continue. Our vision is to continue to grow and diversify to address community healthcare needs from beginning to end of life.
A lot of twos.
That's all right. I think there is something about, since this is all we get for the vision, there's not going to be any of those under goals that we had that we wrote. With community collaboration, I'm throwing these out, don't put them in yet, but something about community collaboration or ongoing assessments of needs or gaps, filling gaps in services. I mean, I guess our vision to is continue growing and diversify to address.
I know, it's clunky. Needs.
Our vision is to continue growing. Use the continue word growth.
It could be diversifying.
Let me make a structural.
Diversifying. It would be diversifying. To continue growing and diversifying to address community healthcare needs from beginning to end. I guess diversifying, I just want to have something about community collaboration in here, partnerships. But I guess diversification may cover that. I don't know. I don't have a solid thought yet.
Let me make a structure comment. So think about business cards. if anybody still has those. A business card often on the back will have our mission, our vision. That's about how much room there is. On your website, for example, you could, and I would encourage you to say our mission, and then take the statements that we developed and agreed to earlier this morning to define the various, you know, what we do, whom we serve under that mission, to be an, a further explanation of what you mean by that. So those don't get lost. It just, they just aren't going to fit unless you have really teeny print on something like a business card.
Okay, then I'm happy for the first statement then, to the end of life, that second statement with the end, just ending at end of life.
Kyle, thoughts?
Always. I think this is pretty good. I don't know. It didn't quite strike me like it was hitting just the tone I was looking for. So I went back and I looked through the notes from last week and what the district will be in the future. And I still like one of the statements that we put there, kind of conjoined with this, I guess. So, but I think this is pretty good. And I will say that statement was something like, the district will lead in developing, providing, and collaborating on an evolving suite of the highest quality healthcare services from beginning to end of life. And I can send that to you, Nathan. The problem is that's too long, I think. So maybe this is just a good shorthand. I think the continue growing, I would get rid of growing. I think that's the same thing as diversifying. And for me, growth isn't necessarily a positive. It's what you do, you know, not just getting bigger itself is not, I mean, that's what a cancer cell does, right? That old environmental adage. So I think, but like the diversifying and the evolving, I think that is that's definitely something we need in here, you know? And so I think it is like, you know,
the district. Diversify and evolve, okay.
Or one or the other. I don't think we need both. Just something to say that we will change with our community's change needs and desires, I guess.
Okay, there's a lot there. I'm not exactly sure.
I know. You and me both.
Okay. So you want diversifying in there. You could add by diversifying, something along those lines.
I might just do really short actually and just say something like the district will evolve to address community healthcare needs from beginning to end of life. I'm not sure that's quite enough, but.
Our district will evolve to, and then the rest of the
address or maybe even respond to community health care needs. Yeah.
Okay.
Beginning to end of life.
End of life.
Evolve to respond to community health care needs from beginning to end of life. So evolve can encompass diversifying, growing, if that's what ends up happening. Evolve's a good word, I think. What's missing from that statement as a vision? Let's see, who haven't we heard from this time? Annalisa?
All changing in front of me. Let's see.
Yes.
I mean, with the first one, our vision is to continue, we could say our vision is to continue growing services and diversifying or while addressing community health care needs. We could say something like that, but it just makes it longer and more wordy.
What about our district will diversify to address evolving community health care needs from beginning to end of life?
I like that.
No.
I like it.
Diversify services, or I guess I'm confused by that word.
So is the emphasis diversifying or is the emphasis addressing needs?
I feel it should be addressing needs.
Right. I think that I missed the a word that Nathan had put in before too. I like the adapt. So I think adapting and evolving, because adapting is you respond to something external, and evolving, I think you can say that that's where we want to go. That's just my thought. I like adapt and evolve. I'd like to see them both in there.
How's that, Chief?
You like evolve rather than diversify?
Yeah, I'm not sure we necessarily need to put the diversify in. I think adapting and evolving basically takes care of, you know, if that answer is to diversify, great. I'm not sure we necessarily need to say need to have diversity or to diversify included in that.
Is diversify one way of adapting?
And evolving, I think it.
Evolving.
Yeah, I think diversification is a way to address either one of those.
But not necessarily the only way.
Correct.
Okay. How about this?
I just will adapt.
What about removing on that last one? What if we said our district will adapt to evolving community health care needs from beginning to end of life? So you get rid of. I think Nathan started to shorten it, but you could even get rid of to or address, I think. Yeah, what about that?
This one. Succinct.
Our district will adapt to evolving community healthcare needs from beginning to end of life.
I like that one.
Annalisa likes that, I can tell.
I like it.
Trish likes it. What do you think, Kyle?
Oh, that was me again who did the shortening on that last one. So I think it's good. I worry
your names
missing a
are
little
so
something.
Tiny and I
no,
can't,
no, no
yeah,
problem.
Sorry about that.
Well, there's nothing about quality in there.
Yeah.
There's nothing about quality. There, in my opinion, there's nothing about
I agree.
That
I mean,
will
I think
do a good job.
That's kind of what's missing. The hard part is getting everything into a succinct statement.
Right.
Well, I could adapt by just quitting the board. I can adapt to the evolving healthcare needs and going, this is too much for me to handle. I quit. That's my adaptation. So I think
it's
we need something about doing something good. To the
okay, Gail, I want to point out this is the second time you've mentioned quitting.
Well, it's Saturday.
Yeah, you're on the 6-year term.
This is our eighth hour of public hospital district meeting in a week.
Yeah. Hey, what about, to address that, what about something like our district will adapt to evolving community, or how about
our district will adapt effectively. Will adapt effectively. Be effectively adapt, or you know, in some positive way.
I'm gonna get quality in there, Gail. If you give me a shot, I'll add quality.
Okay, add some quality.
How about adapt to community needs with high quality healthcare from beginning to end of life?
Oh, nice.
So with community needs, with high quality.
Yeah, so get rid of effectively on that. Get rid of healthcare, because we're going to say that with the first healthcare. And yeah, what about that?
Our district will adapt to evolving community needs with high quality healthcare. Oh,
I like it.
I like it.
It works.
Yeah.
Everett, are you here?
Yes, I am.
Oh, there you are. Okay.
It's a lot of fun watching, listening to all the banter in the back and forth.
How does that one work for you?
Quite a show. No, I think that's nice. You know, I think that brevity is better than having everything you want to say in it, because people, if this is for other people to read other than us, you know, they will get lost if it gets too long. And it's much better to have something short, like a bullet statement almost, that misses a lot of the detail, but gives a general idea. So I think we should quit worrying about every last little bit of detail and give the general idea. I think this really hits all the high points without getting too long. So I like it a lot.
Okay. So we're talking about our district will adapt to evolving community needs with high quality healthcare from beginning to end of life. There it is. I like it.
Any other comments from commissioners on that one? How about from staff?
I like it, and I especially like the idea of when we put this on our website to do the things underneath it that we have decided on today.
Uh-huh. And so here we have the two different formats. Thank you, Nathan. Anyone for whom this vision does not work, does not speak to you?
I think
any
it's good.
Flaws? All right. Congratulations.
So we're talking about the last one, right?
Well, we're talking about these two, depending on the format and the situation. You could do it as our vision and then to adapt. Or our district will adapt if it's an actual longer sentence. Does that make sense? Depending on whether you're using a colon and then starting with to adapt, or whether you're making it a statement without the colon.
I guess I just got confused because I still see up above in bold.
Oh, the bold is my, those are my words. That can go okay. Away.
Absolutely. I try to observe the comparative until it's done.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That help?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anyone not ready to move on? Okay. So, based on what I thought I heard you say, which may or may not have been comprehensive in my understanding. Here are the goals that might provide a start for the conversation. So here's what
Daphne,
I'm asking. Yes.
Did you see my email?
No.
I sent an email about 20 minutes before this. We started this morning to everybody, just with some revised goals too. So anyway, I was hoping you would see that, or I thought Nathan would. Did you see it, Nathan?
Yeah, I see it here. I can put it up if you want.
I just had some different ones, but something to look at while we look at these as well.
Okay.
I thought it might shorten the time.
Oh, okay.
Kinda.
There we go.
So one of the things I'm going to ask you to think about before we go to the detail is that this is about setting the goals as the what, not the how or the who. So once the commissioners have agreed tentatively, at least on the goals and then on how to implement, and then solidified those, I think it needs to be turned over to mostly staff to make a recommendation as to how we do this. Does that make sense? Can somebody respond?
How we do the goals, you mean?
Okay,
yes.
So let me try.
Yes. That makes sense, yes.
Ultimately, the commissioners decide on what the goals are with conversation, with input, and so forth. The how those get implemented, I think the first cut, at least the first cut of that plan is developed by staff.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
That makes sense?
So you're basically saying the board is going to set some policies and then the staff will figure out how to implement them.
That's exactly right. Yes. Yes.
And we're not going to talk about how here. We're going to talk about just setting the goals, right?
Yes. So shall we take a look at what you submitted, Gail? That Nathan
and that
had,
sounds right to me,
went
Gail.
Away.
On
sure.
What we're doing today.
I'm sure.
Just a quick point, I'd like to definitely encourage the staff to pipe up all along the way too, because that sounded a little bit more top-down approach than I envisioned.
I concur.
So I did was take Daphne's goals and kind of change them around a little bit. And this is just because we had talked about some other goals that didn't show up on Daphne's, so that are important to me. So I thought I would hijack the situation. No, I just thought the interest of time. So our one-year goal, that EMS integration goal that Daphne put on there, definitely has to be short-term, and we have to figure that out soon. And then I also put just develop goals for addressing long-term care needs. There was something more comprehensive that Daphne put down. Oh, she didn't put anything about the long-term care needs in this section, the one-year goals, and I'd really think we are moving towards that already, developing that. So I think that's one of our top issues. And then work on sustaining the paramedicine and MIH program, whatever we're calling it, because that's also an immediate need right now. And then begin collaboration with other districts in the county instead of trying to develop a comprehensive plan for addressing all community healthcare needs in the first year. I think we have to just establish a connection to the other public hospital districts and public health. We need to get involved with too if we're really going to be a leader in healthcare in the county. So I think we need to just begin that conversation in the first year. And then I put down 3-year goals, implement a plan for addressing long-term care needs. So take those initial goals we had and then make a lot bigger plan with other organizations about what we can do, and identify methods for assessing healthcare needs and satisfaction of customers. So develop our ongoing assessment tool, whatever we're going to use to be able to figure out what we need to work on and what gaps there are in services. And then work with the other districts to identify county needs to work on together. So start a larger collaboration with them. And then I put down the 5-year goal, and there may be more of them, but I just put that's develop the countywide healthcare plan if that's what we're doing with the other districts and all other healthcare organizations. So that was my response thoughts to Daphne's initial plan.
Let's
I like it, Gail.
I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry, this was Kai. I didn't know if we were talking about. I like it a lot, Gail. And one quick question. I think you mentioned this on year one, but whenever you were referring to other districts in the county, you'd include the county health department as well, right, as part of that conversation?
Right, maybe just other healthcare organizations. I just wanted to make sure we were also talking about the districts that are the other public hospital districts.
Yeah, especially overarching entities like that. It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Right, because we could also include fire and EMS districts throughout the county as well, too.
Definitely.
Yep.
Do you have private clinics on the islands?
Yes.
Are those included here somewhere, or should they be?
Well, we only have one.
Okay.
No, maybe. Isn't there just house on the other islands?
Well,
it's UW Medical.
Well, we also, I don't know, are we talking about functional medicine, too, with Gavin Gard's new practice?
Oh, okay. I'm going to scale it back. My focus is on just getting together with the other PhD districts to start with in this first year, because we got to start just the conversation of either whether we can even work together, and then find out from the PhDs who they want to include in the conversation. Okay. And maybe public health in that is the other big, big one. But anyway.
Okay.
I do think that they're an important part of that conversation since they're overseeing public health throughout the entire county.
Yeah.
But I'm not very well informed.
Okay. So working off of Gail's list, are there any clarifying questions or comments about how she's proposing to group the goals she's proposing to include and how she's proposing to group them in terms of time? And any questions?
I like what Gail has put together very much.
Anything that's not clear to you, anything about what did you mean by whatever it was? Anything missing from the list?
I've got, I do have one question about the order in which things are written, Gail. And it, we talk in the first year one, you're talking about addressing long-term care needs. And I know, I think this was over in Daphne's proposal too. And then also on plans for sustaining paramedicine and MIH program, whichever, whatever we end up calling that. That seems, I think to some extent that second one makes sense because that's an ongoing program. I'm just wondering about the order of that, because by year five, we're talking about a countywide healthcare plan, but we've already taken some steps that normally you would have planned for, I think, under that countywide healthcare plan. I don't know that we get to a countywide healthcare plan before, you know, 3 to 5 years, but I'm just wondering about how we decide which parts that might fall under that we address shorter term or near in the near term.
Well, I think things that are emergent and things that are already being worked on that we're part of think tanks for. We're already part of paramedicine and we're already part of long-term care planning. So those things are in the boiler right now, whereas other long-term things we haven't talked about yet.
Okay. Is there anything else that we should be considering then too that has been part of a conversation so far? I'm asking everybody on that one.
When I read through this, it seems pretty comprehensive.
Well, the other thing that will be a goal in the future is transportation potentially and housing for healthcare workers and building the healthcare worker a population of people to be healthcare workers. But I don't think those are goals we want right now because they're outside of the realm of healthcare, direct healthcare. So I think those will be in the bigger plan with the county.
I almost hesitate to ask this, but I will. I see the word wellness in lots of other settings. Is that something that is part of your thinking or is that outside of your thinking? And I don't know, you know, depending on how you define it, of course.
Question for everybody or for me?
Sure.
I love the word wellness. I just don't think about it.
I'm wondering if that's what we were thinking when we used the word healthcare. We were talking about medical care at one point. Now we've talked about healthcare. Maybe it's already in our minds that we are thinking about wellness when we discuss that. But that's
well,
kind
certainly
of
wellness. Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry, Kyle. I was just going to say wellness would sort of, you know, mental health is an important piece. Is that we're including that globally in healthcare? But does wellness provide a more encompassing picture of, you know, including mental health? I'm not sure I worded that very well, but yeah, wellness.
I think wellness is much more general. I don't think of mental health immediately when I think of wellness.
Okay.
What do you think of?
I do actually.
Oh, you do? The community wellness program is a mental health provider in the community. So being careful about that too, as well as other wellness programs. I guess that is true. The community wellness program is a counseling program.
Is that part of your thinking or not?
In improving overall wellness for the community, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. In terms of goals for the hospital district.
I certainly think that's a goal, and then we could integrate that word into these statements.
Oh, no.
But we don't have to. I think what I like about what Gail has written is that it all seems very achievable. And so I don't want to complicate it any further because we didn't write the word wellness in something doesn't mean we wouldn't actually choose to focus on that if we were given the opportunity.